Well, last year, the nation observed several high cases of police brutality. And the killings of young black men like Michael Brown sparked protests from New York to Seattle. On the University of Washington campus, Professor Relina Joseph saw the impact it had on her students.
Having students walking in between classes dazed, full of rage, full of sadness, and not having the places they wanted to go to talk about things.
So Joseph and her colleagues started the Center for Communication, Differences, and Equity. The purpose of the center? To provide a place for students and faculty to have conversations about differences and equity, even if those conversations are hard to have. Relina Joseph explained to Jeannie Yandel that the word difference was purposely used in the center's name instead of the name diversity.
Part of the reason that we chose this word of difference, and that many scholars and activists are turning towards difference, is because it registers with that intersectional quality, so that race, gender, class, sexuality are seen as intertwined and as part of the way in which we have to understand identity together. And diversity often for many people really means just talking about race. And we want to talk about race, and race is in fact central in all of our discussions, but the way in which it's also intertwined with all these other identity categories. And then the equity part of it is really important for us as well, that we're not simply there to document experiences of difference, but we're there to actually think about how do we change things. We hope that when students are engaged with our center, when faculty are producing research that's coming out of the center, that's coming through one of our conferences, that it's not just about documenting some type of an experience, but it's instead about really creating paths forward, thinking about how do we think about solutions as we are doing our really important critique.
If I were to come to the Center for Communication, Differences, and Equity, what would I experience? What kind of trainings, what sort of experiences would I have?
So one thing that we've had that I think have been really impactful on different people have been our workshops. We've had some workshops that have done by the wonderful facilitator Rosetta Lee, who is a faculty member at Seattle Girls School. And she came in and did something for our faculty recently that was on cultural competency in the first part. And then in the second part, she gave us a framework for how to interrupt racism. So many of us who are encountering racism on a daily basis don't know how to, at that moment, that really hot moment, to stop and to actually interrupt that process. And so she gave us some great tips. For example, one of the things that we do is to stop in that moment, to clarify what happened, perhaps to ask some questions in as neutral a way as possible, and then to just say, this is, I value you, if this is someone you value. I want to understand what you're saying, but this is how this made me feel. And, you know, some basic tips like that, I think, take us a long way into how to interrupt the type of racism that happens on an everyday basis. And not that this is necessarily going to solve everyone's problems, but I think that personally, it feels so much better to have a set of tools in my back pocket as opposed to just walking away thinking, oh my gosh, I could have said X, Y, and Z.
The Center for Communication, Difference, and Equity is a relatively new enterprise for the University of Washington. What impact have you seen so far?
I think that the impacts that we've seen is nothing that we could kind of write a nice report on quite yet. But, for example, one of the things that we're doing is that we have these three different pillars that are about research, that are about leadership development of students, and that are about community engagement. And I think that third prong, community engagement, so our community partner is the Jolie Smilo Rainier Vista Boys and Girls Club and Teen Center in the Rainier Valley. And we have a number of programs that are working through the Boys and Girls Club. And our students who have been engaged in those programs really have reported back how meaningful those interactions have been. So, for example, over the summer, we had a class that was called Engaged Scholarship, where undergraduates learned what it meant to do scholarship that was engaged in communities. And a PhD student, Victoria Thomas, taught that morning portion. And then in the afternoons, they put what they learned into practice at the Boys and Girls Club through these wonderful mentorship pairs with teens.
Well, when you think back on that interaction that students had with kids from the Boys and Girls Club, what stories stand out for you?
There's so much in the way of violence that happens, everyday violence that happens. And I think for the teens and for our undergraduates to have this point of connection, this person who is dedicated to them for just a couple of hours to talk through some of these questions of violence was a tremendously impactful thing, both for the teens who participated and for our undergraduates. And I know that our undergraduates came away from that experience thinking more intensely about not only becoming scholars of race, which is one of our goals, certainly, but also about the importance of scholarship being engaged in and with communities. So often we see that when scholars are doing research with a community, that they're taking information from that community. And I think that one of the beautiful things that I saw coming from our summer was that the students, the undergraduate students, and the teens learned about what truly reciprocal research and community engagement was.
What do you want to see from the center a year from now?
A year from now, I would like for the center to be a well-established place where difficult conversations about racism, about sexism, about inequality can take place. I want us to be a resource for students and faculty who want to shape their educational careers, who want to shape their research trajectories into creating scholarship that's really going to make more equitable pathways. And I want for our students who have come through the center to have had the type of experience that's really going to affect them for the rest of their lives, that even if they end up moving on and doing something that is not at all scholarly related, they don't go on to do research on this topic, that if they go into marketing, that they'll be thinking specifically about issues of equity. If they go to law school, if they go to medical school, we know that inequality seeps into every aspect of our lives. And so to have students who are going out into the world and can see that inequality and then also can think about how do we try and make sure that our careers are not reproducing that inequality, but are instead creating new pathways is what I would love to be able to see.
That's Relena Joseph, associate professor in the Department of Communications at the University of Washington, and she directs the university's Center for Communication, Differences, and Equity.